Supported by 4ZZZ.
And here's Zedlines.
Good morning. This is Chloe and Ari with your 11 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, Queensland farmers are seeking solutions to a mounting waste problem that has been left out of the recycling strategy. Rows of black and white plastic wrap mats line paddocks and farms where tomato, chili, and capsicum seedlings are being fostered through their early stages of life. Once seedlings have reached maturity, farm owners and workers are struggling to get rid of the plastic that was fundamental for the beginning of the plant's life. At the Brownsbone Farm, 200 kilometers south of Townsville, the loss of reliable, affordable collection services has meant truckloads of used plastic are piling up on their property. An agricultural waste consultant, Anne-Marie Boland, said the Browns' dire experience was not isolated. We know that there's at least 100,000 tons of plastics per annum that are produced on the farm, and a large portion, probably two-thirds, is in the horticulture sector.
And Australia's wealthiest woman and the Deputy Premier have refused to respond to questions over whether or not Swimming Queensland advocated for a second 2032 Olympic venue. A Right to Information application revealed a letter Gina Rinehart sent to Jared Blais before the government released their plan for the Games infrastructure. In this letter, she and a Rowing Australia patron suggested Olympic rowing be hosted in Rockhampton. The state government also announced it would build a new aquatic centre at Spring Hill. Both of these decisions contradicted the independent advice given to the state regarding the Games infrastructure. A recent media release from Swimming Queensland described Rinehart as swimming's primary benefactor and the largest private sponsor of Australian Olympic sports. The opposition questioned Rinehart about her potential involvement in the construction of the Spring Hill Aquatic Centre without providing any evidence, and Rinehart declined to answer these questions from the Shadow Treasurer.
In national news, Australian Environment Minister Murray Watt has just spoken at a press conference in Sydney, announcing that the Commonwealth is considering expanding marine parks around Lord Howe and Norfolk Islands. Watt explains that the expansion would ban fishing, seabed mining, wing farms, or extractive activity in the expanded parks. The expanded protected marine parks will add a further 670,000 square kilometers of ocean, bringing the overall amount of ocean that is under Australia's protection to over 3 million square kilometers, which is the size of Queensland, New South Wales, and Victoria combined.
And a long-standing queer heritage site is about to have a $5 million revamp. The Imperial Hotel Erskineville, affectionately known as the Impy, will see a redevelopment from early 2027 with a change in ownership. The space was previously bought by queer legend Dawn O'Donnell in 1983, a year before homosexuality was decriminalised in New South Wales. It gained recognition by appearing in The Adventures of Priscilla, Queen of the Desert, and was added to the New South Wales Heritage Registry last year. James Thorpe, founder and director of Odd Culture, the new group looking over the operation, said this redevelopment is an investment in both the history and the future of queer spaces. The venue seeks to preserve and protect queer institutions and comes just days after Sydney's LGBTQIA+ community united to support a queer playhouse that was facing eviction from religious groups as the arts venue performed out of a deconsecrated church.
In international news, negotiations have been furthered between the U.S., Hamas, and Israel. Donald Trump claims that the disarmament of Israel, claiming to reach a historic agreement, he claims that this agreement will proceed in structured phases. Trump says as disarmament is completed, Israeli forces will withdraw, and the International Stabilization Force will work with a new Palestinian police force to take responsibility for Gaza being safe for its residents and its neighbors. In light of the agreement, senior Hamas officials confirmed the deal of ending conflict and that the Islamist movement would expect mediators in the Board of Peace to ensure its compliance. An agreement has been reached regarding the issue of weapons, and so has an agreement on gradual withdrawal, says a Hamas official.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back on Monday with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Friday Neon, Kinky Kitty Cats Collective.